This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dough, or ever how much it is that you owed. The president earned $580,000 in 2022 and paid 24% in federal taxes. Meanwhile, speaking of money, we're going to talk about Fox settling with Dominion just before the trial. Did they save any money? If you looked at the number they were being sued for, you would think so. What does it all mean? And oh, yeah. If you were traveling and you were traveling on Southwest, you might have gotten stuck once again. More failures from Southwest, glitches, and it has to do with a computer system. They say it was with one of their vendors. But ultimately, it's their name on the plane, so that's all people see, and that's where the frustration is driven. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I filed my taxes. Yep, they got my tiny, tiny pounds of coins. But yeah, the dreaded IRS. I did it just like the rest of you. It used to be a long time ago when I would look forward to those refunds, but that's been a while on the refund side. And I've said this many, many times, and we've had shows on it, and we're going to do it again, where we're going to do a series where you look at alternatives to the IRS system, and is it really feasible, and would it ever fly in any of our lifetimes? Because there have been conversations, I say this all the time, about fair and flat tax, and some other suggestions, and I have definitely done some research into that in the past decade or so. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do that coming up in a couple of weeks. So, you know, it is interesting because it's a weird day, tax day. It's I think it's because so many people, especially on tax day, file at the last second, right? I mean, you could always do an extension, and there's always other things that you can do, but there's just something about that day that rears its ugly head, and you find yourself scrambling. It's why in the old days, people used to rush to the post office, and there'd be long lines up until midnight in whatever time zone you are, and it will always lead whatever news. It doesn't matter if you were in Charlotte or if you were in Omaha or Ottumwa, Iowa, or Los Angeles. I mean, that was the obligatory story. That was what people did. And now so many people file online, it's kind of a little bit different. But it is a tremendous source of stress for a lot of people. And again, you can always file for an extension, but you don't get extra time to pay your taxes. You know, you're just, it's an extension that you're going to send all the stuff in, and you're estimating and hopefully nailing what you have to pay so you don't have to deal with any kind of penalties. But the extension would push the return date back to October 16th, right? And so that gives you that time, but you would still, could be still liable for penalties. But anyway, that's it. You hit the taxes and then you move on, and we move on to yet another season of where some people count the calendar by the tax season all over again, or they start it by the calendar, whichever it is. So Fox decided to settle the Dominion lawsuit, the defamation suit, easy for me to say, you know, the Dominion voting systems, $787.5 million. That was the settlement, one of the highest, I think, ever when it comes to defamation in this degree, in this sense. So it heads off a trial. You know, the jury was sworn in. They were sworn in, and then, boom, they settled. I would love to be a fly on the wall and have watched all of what was really happening with the settlement details and all of that. So Fox released a statement saying, "We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. We're hopeful that our decision to resolve this dispute," this is their statement, "with Dominion amicably instead of acrimony of a divisive trial allows the country to move forward from these issues." And the attorney for Dominion says, "Money is accountability, and today Dominion held Fox accountable." You know, there have been rumors of settlement talks buzzing around all over the place, even into the weekend. And then once the jury selection happened, and then the opening arguments were going to happen on Tuesday morning, that ended the whole thing. Then it was just about, just, you know, they wrapped it up. That was it, period. Dominion, if you don't know, and you're trying to catch up, Dominion sued Fox in 2021, demanding $1.6 billion in damages. It said the network defamed them when they broadcast baseless claims that it was tied to the late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, that it paid kickbacks to politicians, and that its machines rigged the 2020 presidential election by flipping millions of votes for Trump to Joe Biden. So it was a wild week, and this was a kind of a must-see in watching this because of what future potential suits could look like when you talk about, you know, defamation. So that is a very, very big, big number for this settlement. And so they decided it was better to settle than to go through the trial process, which would have meant high-profile talk show hosts, television talk show hosts, probably for sure taking the stand. They would have to take the stand, probably producers, probably lots of other people behind the scenes as well in the Fox network, whoever was in the fold and who's ever around when all of this stuff, you know, unfolded. They would all be right there in the middle of it, and I guess they decided that that wasn't the way they wanted to go. You heard what the statement said, but I think this is one for what can happen futuristically when it comes to what's being said and what a company decides they're going to pursue. Southwest Airlines flights resumed after a system outage really had some travel chaos going on, delayed 800 planes that were just grounded across the U.S. And this is just 4 months after they had that meltdown over the Christmas holiday rush, where you had 17,000 flights that were canceled. So they requested a ground stoppage at about 10:30 on Tuesday while they worked on what they were calling intermittent technological issues. And as a result of the intermittent technology issues that they experienced, they said they were hopeful they'd be resuming their operation as soon as possible, because, of course, everybody's complaining. And the FAA then confirmed that Southwest requested a pause in all their departures. That's what they did. So it was paused for until just before 11 a.m., but they still had to scramble, get people back on flights. So it was lost time and then connections in some cases, and they tried to minimize the disruptions. But boy, oh boy, irate travelers were all over Twitter to talk about their planes just sitting there on the runway. It just gets worse and worse for Southwest, doesn't it? All right, you've just scratched the surface. Much more bouncing around the USA today. We're going to talk about it on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Surprised by this, the Air Force unit in the document leaks case, you know, we were talking about this kid, Teixeira, who could get 15 years, Jack Teixeira, the airman first class, who pumped a bunch of documents out there and horrified a lot of people who thought, oh no, now the certain allies know we're spying on them. Etc. So the Air Force is investigating, first of all, how a lone airman could access and distribute hundreds of highly classified documents. And in the meantime, they've taken away the intelligence mission from the unit where the leaks happen. Boom, done. So the Air Force secretary told Congress that he said, forget it. You know, go look at the Air National Guard 102nd Intelligence Wing based in Cape Cod. And anything associated with this leak that could have gone wrong, because it was just less than a week ago that the 21-year-old was in a court with his head hanging low in Boston, and he was charged with unauthorized removal and retention of classified national defense information. So he's back in court on Wednesday. The leaks have more than anything raised so many questions as to how could he have removed so many documents and wasn't detected? How come there weren't any safety checks in place? How could the documents have been online undetected for months? What is going on? That's the key thing. How could he take the information distributed electronically for weeks and nobody knew about it? I mean, that's the thing. There are so many questions. And apparently, the Air Force is asking that, too. So, for top secret information across the military, there's supposed to be accountable control officers. So, when you dig further into this, there is a spot that there is a position where you're responsible. The accountable control officers are responsible for recording active top secret documents and ensuring they've been properly secured or disposed of, like through a shredder, or even by burning them. They still burn documents. So, of course, they're not doing intelligence anymore. Of course it's been reassigned to other organizations because it's an embarrassment. It's a blunder. It's an epic fail. And the Air Force doesn't like it. And they shouldn't, because shame on them for allowing this to happen. So, of course, they're doing a service-wide review of how each command handles classified info. So their reviews are on top of a military-wide review that was directed by our Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin. They're like basically ordering that all military facilities, all of them that handle classified info, report to him within 45 days on how they access, share, store, and destroy our nation's secrets following the leaks. I mean, we've had these leaks in the past, and they were huge. Decade ago. And you would think then this would have happened. Now, does it mean something weird couldn't have occurred? Somebody could crack the code, get through? Of course not. But on the level that we're talking about, that's just ridiculous. And we all know it. And look, we all know it. I mean, he was hanging out with gamers. He put this all on Discord. He had access to, as his job as a cyber administration, he had some access, so he took advantage of that for sure. And I don't think, or maybe he didn't think, he realized once somebody in his crew was stupid enough to put it out there wider that he was in trouble. And how much trouble? It could be up to 15 years. So you do the math, he's 21. He goes into the Air Force. He comes from a family of military people. I'm sure he did not want it to end up this way, but it doesn't matter. He shared secrets. You cannot do that. But how he got to that spot in the first place undetected is what's so outrageous, I think, about so much of what has happened here. Just ridiculous. And, you know, on the flip side of that, on the other side of that is what we're talking about, disinformation. So you have Senator Rick Scott grilling the Department of Homeland Security, the secretary, during his testimony on the DHS budget at a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing. This happened on Tuesday, accusing the administration of spreading false information about several topics regarding national security. So Scott was questioning Alejandro Mayorkas, and behind Scott, it was so interesting, was a big poster that said disinformation alert and written across the top of it. And it had a bunch of issues that he alleges the Biden administration has lied about, including border security, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Chinese spy balloons that floated across the U.S. in February. And Scott says there's a whole bunch of people in the Biden administration who put out false narratives. They've said the border's secure. They've said Hunter Biden's laptop isn't real. They've said the Afghanistan withdrawal was unsuccessful. They've said the Chinese spy balloon over the United States is not a threat. And then he says, all that, all we found out, is untrue. And now we know that from the Twitter files, the government is working with and funds non-governmental organizations to censor millions of Americans. This is what Scott said, through big tech, in direct violation of our First Amendment rights. So Mayorkas, I think, you know, he knew he was going to take some incoming, if you will, but he rejected all that. He insisted the DHS doesn't censor speech, and he wanted to nip that misimpression in the bud. He said, we don't do that, and I should say that the personnel of the Department of Homeland Security not only have unflinchingly dedicated to missions, but has also unflinchingly dedicated to the law that they enforce. And then they just went back and forth. It was like ping pong. Because Scott said, let's go with the facts. And then he countered back and denied the DHS has access to monitor private Twitter messages unless it's crucial to a criminal investigation. But it wasn't interesting. I saw little tidbits of that. And, of course, especially the handling of the U.S. Mexico border. I mean, even Ted Cruz called Mayorkas out for that. And Homeland Security, that's all under their purview, and there wasn't a lot that was actually said there. Not a lot was said there. All right, while all of that was happening in New York, they weren't concerned with who's testifying on the Hill or what's happening as we unfold the Air Force's faux pas because of the 21-year-old. There was a parking garage that collapsed in Manhattan. There's a bunch of injuries. It's unbelievable that nobody was killed. The second floor of a garage collapsed onto the first. I mean, the scariest thing ever. Because if you've ever been to that city, it is nothing but parking garages all over the place. And so people who work there or people that travel in there, even tourists who rent cars, you know, you go into these parking garages, and it was one of those freak things. It was weak, obviously, but it's unbelievable that, I mean, but it's a fantastic that nobody was killed. There was injuries. But when you think about that concrete, well, actually now, so four people were hospitalized, and I just, because of course I've got some people going back and forth with me, one worker actually died, but four people were hospitalized because you had cars toppling over each other, and the concrete floors just fell and left other cars that were just teetering on the roof. That's why I said I can't believe it's so completely unstable. I can't believe there weren't more in the middle of this. I mean, the building was all the way, pancake collapsed all the way to the cellar floor. And there were six workers in the three-story building when it collapsed. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. I mean, even at one point, the fire department just pulled everyone back. When they pull people back, you know it's bad. They pulled them back because they didn't think, look, this building's unstable, and we want to conduct this search, and we want to help, and we've got drones, and we've got everything else we can use, but it's not safe for our guys to be in there. I mean, there's cars that are crushed. They just wanted to make sure nobody was in the cars. And, I mean, the video's out there all over the place, but somebody sent me some video that they had that was being pumped out, I guess, all over New York when it first happened. And it's the craziest thing to see these cars piled on top of each other. And it's right there in the heart of the financial district, right? One of the survivors even was trapped on an upper floor, but called out to responders, and he was rescued through a neighboring roof. And the people that heard it said it felt like an earthquake. And this was right near Pace University. There were classes right by there that had to be canceled because the assumption was there could be some students involved in this. Wow. Coming up next, your thoughts with the mailbag.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After a jury was seated and minutes before the defamation trial was to begin, a settlement was reached between Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News.
Money is accountability, and we got that today from Fox.
Dominion attorney Stephen Shackelford Jr. said the network will pay more than $787 million to Dominion. Fox News, in a statement, said it acknowledged the court's rulings, finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. The white octogenarian who's accused of shooting a black teenager in Missouri has turned himself into police. Andrew Lester allegedly shot Ralph Yarl in the head and arm after Yarl mistakenly went to the wrong house to pick up his siblings. A nationwide ground stop of all Southwest Airlines flights has been lifted. However, more than 1,700 flights nationwide have been delayed as the airline plays catch-up. That ground stop today was caused by intermittent technical issues, according to Southwest. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we're in the mailroom. Lots of different thoughts on a lot of different things. Not a surprise. Mac says, Kate, I don't know how to say it. I'm just going to be plain with you. I think tax day sucks. I can't wait to hear about flat fare or any other kind of tax. I do not like the three dreaded letters, as you call them. I get it that there are things that taxes support, but it just seems like the little dude is the one that is always getting squeezed. I don't know how about the rest of your audience feels, but I bet you there are a lot of people that agree with me. All toast to that. I think there are a lot of people that do agree with you, Mac. People don't like tax day unless, I guess, if you're getting a refund and if you actually get that refund, right? Or you're waiting. And plus, the refunds were smaller because here's the other side of that yin-yang. The pandemic programs wrapped up, right? So all of that spigot was turned off. So you have 90 plus million people filing their taxes ahead of the deadline. That's kind of unchanged because they do the numbers. They can estimate pretty well. And 60 million people were eligible for a refund, but more or less, most of the people had either the same amount or less. There's a lot of people that had less. So taxpayers last year got the average, $3,226. The average for this year, $2,910. So that's almost 10% less, not quite. And, of course, you know, you had the stimulus checks, and that was different. And so there were households that qualified for money in tax credits, if you will. And, you know, some of those big tax credits, some of them went away, so that means they didn't get the help that they needed. And then what's interesting too is how many people file electronically or get somebody to help them, or people that do their own taxes, or, you know, whatever. I mean, this is what's interesting, and just so you know this, because I know some people in this situation, the IRS is mandated to issue any eligible refunds within 45 days of filing and pay interest on delays. So if the returns are lower, get it. In general, the paid interest is higher than in previous years, and the IRS is contended with a backlog of more than 35 million returns that required manual processing because of COVID-19. So they're saying this year they entered the new filing season with an unaddressed backlog of several times the typical level of 1 million unprocessed returns. Right? Because we keep hearing, oh, enormous challenges in the operations, or understaffed, budgetary constraints, blah, 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 all of that. So, because from 2010, I guess, to 2018, IRS funding was actually cut by 20% in inflation-adjusted dollars, and that resulted in eliminating 22% of their staff. But the bottom line is this. If you're owed money, get your money. And if you're not getting your money, keep in mind what I said about the 45 days of filing, right? Issue eligible refunds. And then pay, they have to pay the interest on any delays. So whatever you're getting, make sure that you get it back. And boo if you're not getting anything back, but I completely understand that. All right, this one is from Stewie. And because I got his email and I jumped into the mailroom earlier right before he went on the air, it made me think of this. But Stu says, Kate, I don't know about you, but I, you know, sometimes I miss what I'll call the old days in movie rental sphere. And I was one of those Netflix people from a couple of decades ago. Yes, I got the red envelope in the mail and I liked it. I like just getting the DVDs, and I get it. We're not in the DVD world really anymore. But Netflix is saying bye to that business. So I feel like I want to get a whole bunch of them before they say goodbye to the disservice. Yeah, I know. Things change and that's it, right? And you miss, you probably miss when you were younger because, you know, you subtract and you go back 25 years. So it was pretty cool, right? They've done it for 25 years. You would get those envelopes so fast, but now it's just that's not the world we are in. We're in the streaming world now, right? So of course Netflix has to say adios to that. But they really upended everything when that first came along. At its peak in 2010, I was reading an article, I think in the Times, about it, right? That in 2010, 20 million subscribed to that DVD service. But now, forget it. I mean, it's so, a lot of people are not doing that, right? It's gone. It's over. It's not making them money. So that's what, you know, that's what happens. Okay, so we move from the dis and taxes to this from Steve, who says, boy, I'll tell you what, this 21-year-old kid really screwed up. I feel sorry for his family. I mean, I can't imagine. I have a son his age, and I cannot imagine the pride I would feel if he was serving. But then to have that happen and realize this was, and it's serious, but realize this was a dumb kid mistake. But that doesn't count as defense because you're a man when you're 21. And even if he were younger than that, he would still have to pay the piper. This is a tragedy all around. And plus, it also shows how vulnerable we are, Kate Delaney, when it comes to our secrets. How can it be? We keep hearing about presidents and the vice president and all of these top secret revelations and documents that are out there, and we're just aghast at that. And then we've got intelligence information that's supposed to be classified that just casually gets shared out there on the internet, exposing all kinds of things that didn't need to be exposed. We are the greatest country, as you say, on the face of the earth, but we sure don't act like it. You know, we sure don't act like it in so many cases because you've already had breaches. So if you've had breaches, you know, if you've had breaches, wouldn't this be a top priority? Wouldn't this be something that we always had checks and balances? I mean, there was a position for it. There is a position for it in the military in every branch. How's that not being paid attention to? Someone falls asleep and decides, it's okay. Nothing's happened. No problem. I mean, the fact that it was out there for weeks, if not months, and nothing happened, that is the key to me that is really disconcerting. Because the second it went up, there should have been some alarm, and it should have immediately been pulled down, but it wasn't. So that just gives, that makes the U.S. Look like, it does, it makes our intelligence look like a bunch of idiots. And it's not good, obviously, for the world look. So, yeah, just bad all the way around. And it just shows you the quality of checking and double checking and taking security of secret documents seriously, I guess. I mean, that's what it feels like to me. Right? I mean, you know, we live in the world of leaks and cracks and where your information, identity is stolen and everything else, and you have to pay a fortune to this company, that company. You have to lock things up. But individually, we're locking things up and we're trying to lock down so we don't get hacked into, which we can't always control. But yet, you've got something like that happens. Yeah, terrible. And I can't imagine walking in the shoes of his family. I can't. I mean, it must be the worst of the worst because there's no defending this. I mean, he's getting 10 to 15. That's it, period. That means, you know, you see him when he's in his 30s. Wow. Okay. And then this from Jake, who says, Kate, you know, I'm a Fox News watcher. I do. My father watches Fox News, and I kind of grew up with it subtly, I guess, in the background. And I'm flipping on news here and there, which, you know, I'm not doing this all day long. It would be my choice. But I have to say, the whole Dominion thing is just a disgrace. It is good that they settled, because who knows what would have been said in a court of law, what would have happened with the case. It would have been weeks and weeks and weeks of dragging out names that we know, hearing what they said and how did they say it and what did that mean. And I think Fox was smart to settle this, because it's out there for anyone to see. And clearly when someone's saying something on camera, into the camera, it seems pretty real to me. I don't know how you cover that up. So whatever producers or people that convinced or however all of that unfolded, that is ultimately the biggest problem in all of this. So if Fox, my Fox, is the most watched cable news network, they need to get their you-know-what together. Well, I think that's why. Yeah, let's not do this. Right? This is done. The risks for Fox, I think, were pretty high. And speaking of that, there's another U.S. voting technology company, Smartmatic, it's called. They're pursuing their own defamation lawsuit, and they want $2.7 billion in damages and in a New York state court. And, of course, Fox, what annually do they make? It's like $14 billion was their revenue last year. So we'll see where this goes. Is this going to be a settlement thing or, you know, not? I mean, Dominion had a trove of internal communications where Rupert Murdoch and other Fox figures privately questioned the voting rigging claims made about Dominion. That was going to be damaging if all that came out in court even more. All right, you can always send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Talk about this on the show. You think about sustainability and then you think about steak, right? And we're, all of a sudden there's like this war on steak, which I am a huge lover of steak and I don't understand it. You think about from farm and then all the way to your table to fork, as they say. Celebrity chef and the cattle rancher are here to talk with the celebrity chef Lamar Moore and rancher John Coleman Locke. So I am really psyched to talk to both of them. Hey guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Kate.
So, John, let's start with you. Tell us about your family's ranching tradition and how far back that goes and caring for the land and connection to nature and all of that I know is very important to you.
Yeah, Kate. So you mentioned the word sustainability, and it's kind of fascinating. Sustainability has become quite the buzzword in our society the last couple of decades. And in actuality, most ranching families have been living and breathing sustainability for many generations. So I'm a sixth generation member of the J.D. Hudgens family. We've got a long and rich history here on the Gulf Coast of raising Brahman cattle. We send genetics all over the world, have had quite an impact on global beef production due to that. And we've actually been here in the same area for over 140 years. And so one of the things that I've learned from that is that every rancher aspires to be truly sustainable, pass the business on to the next generation. And in order to do that, you not only have to leave the business better than you found it, but you have to leave the land better than you found it. So you have to cooperate with nature. You can't fight nature. You have to become nature's partner, appreciate and use her systems. And so when you're in that situation, you just really can't help but be strongly connected to nature.
Yeah. So where is your family's land that you're talking about on the Gulf Coast?
So we're about 50 miles southwest of Houston, and like I said, we've been here since the mid-1800s.
Yeah, wow, and you kind of touched on it, but what are some of the things that you do to make sure you're really caring for the, for that land and being, as you said, the buzzword, sustainable.
Right. So very few people realize that the number of cattle in North America today is very similar to the number of bison that would have been here several hundred years ago. So what we do is we have a grazing program, a managed intensive grazing program that sort of mimics the way that the bison grazed. So we move our cattle frequently to fresh forage, and then that allows the forage that they just grazed to recover appropriately. And then when you do that, it's not only good for the plants, but that also benefits all biology in the system and benefits everything in nature. And then that translates into better soil health, which of course translates into stronger plants, like I said, and ultimately better animal health, better animal performance. Then that's not only good for the animals and the land, but it's also good for the people that operate the system and the end user, the end consumer that benefits from the wholesome beef that's produced in systems like that.
Yeah, and talking about the end user, that's me big time. I'm a huge beef lover. So it's great that we have celebrity chef Lamar Moore with us. Chef, tell us what I know that you are making that lots of people will be consuming today and into the future. Tell us what's on tap.
So what's on tap? I have a bone-in 32-ounce ribeye with a nice miso glaze. We call it steak frites in the steak world. So it'll be accompanied by it with some togarashi fries. So it's got a little citrus spice and then a curry aioli dipping sauce. And then there is a New York strip with a sauce au poivre. So just like down here in Houston and Chicago, too, we love our whiskey and bourbon. So it's a whiskey bourbon sauce, a little bit of black peppercorn, and finished off a little bit of heavy cream.
Yum. I wish I was with both of you right now to be the taste tester. So what are some of your tips for making sure when you grill out, because we're in that season, to make sure it's perfect?
One is the quality of beef. I mean, you know, we touched on, you know, having some sustainable beef, and we're definitely like doing that. So getting a good pick of beef, allowing your beef to rest before cooking. So what I mean by that is pulling out of the cooler, allowing it to temper. Simple salt and pepper on there, so true to the beef, and having some great grill marks on there. And then when your beef is cooked, allowing it to rest for at least 3 to 5 minutes. And what that does is redistribute some of those natural juices before slicing, so that, you know, that makes sure that you get a really good unctuous flavor, and then allow that moisture and tenderness to follow all the way through.
Mmm, yum. So do you have a favorite cut of meat? That's a hard question, I know, for you, but do you have one?
No, it's not hard at all. It's one of my choices of ribeye. I love, you know, some of that marbling and fat that's on the ribeye. Definitely love the bone in, because when we're cooking the beef, it allows all of the temperature extracts to the bone, and then I can really get some marbling and a little bit of fat in there out of each chew. So ribeye is one of my favorites.
100%. I'm on board with Lamar. I'm a ribeye guy too.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you.
There's nothing like farm to table, and you got two of the best talking to you.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so where can my listeners go for more information?
So you can find more recipes like this and more at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Yeah, always in my house. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, it is true. I definitely am a beef person, and ribeye is a very good choice. A lot of times I go for filet when I can get a good filet, but yeah, ribeye, if you can get a good ribeye too, or make a good ribeye, and there's some great suggestions that they were just talking about there. So it's funny, I was thinking about this today because I was traveling, and how many McDonald's did I see? Just a ton of Golden Arches. And McDonald's just had a big announcement about something that they were doing. They're changing a few things up. They're upgrading some of their core items, which means burgers. So they're actually looking at the burgers and improving their signature burgers. They're saying that the buns are going to be softer, the cheese is going to be gooier, onions are going to be added to patties right on the grill. And there's going to be more Big Mac sauce, because I guess people complained about that was a one tweak that they could make. So they're changing up, you know, these upgrades apply to the Big Mac and the McDouble Burger and the Classic Cheeseburger and the Double Cheeseburger and the Hamburger. And they already have done this in a few places, because they rolled out a little bit of a test in L.A. and Seattle and Phoenix and Vegas. And now they've decided, okay, next year we're going to do this across the board because it worked. People liked it, so we're gonna do that. It's this improvement is going to help, just to focus on the core items rather than new products. I always thought that, like, sometimes there would be some kooky, weird thing that would come up on the menu, and I thought, wow, isn't that like, it's like, why not focus on the thing that you know people like and just make that the best that it can be, period, right? And so that's exactly what they're doing. That's their business plan, is to focus on what the core product is, and it makes complete sense to me that they would do it. This saddens me as somebody who, luckily, when I was out of school and when things were a lot cheaper and I could do it, I would go across the border to different parts of Mexico. But now I was just reading something where the U.S. Department of State considers parts of Mexico to be among the most dangerous places to travel. So there's a level 4 alert for certain parts. You can look that up, right? The head of the FBI, the Dallas FBI, talked about the violence across the border, saying that Mexico is not a safe country right now, and period. That's what Chad Yarbrough said. He said, it's not a safe country, in my opinion. And we've seen it. Violence has increased. The arrests of the notorious drug lord El Chapo and his sons, who ran the country's largest cartel. Well, maybe things would change. And so, no, because there's others trying to take their place. There's kidnappings, extortion, robberies, murders, turf battles. And you're just going down there to catch some rays, to enjoy swimming around in wherever you're swimming, snorkeling in the pool, hang out, relax. But I think you would be on edge. I mean, resorts probably are the safest places, but 7 people were gunned down at a resort in Guanajuato, which is a place where a lot of people go, and where it's become a place where a lot of Americans go. So, and last year, Americans were caught in the crossfire between rival cartels at a Cancun resort. So, you know, if you're there on the beach and you hear popping noises and yelling, shooter, 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 I'm going to say, you know what, there's some great places in the U.S. to go, and there's some other places you could go. So maybe you kind of don't take that Mexican vacation, or at least look up everything you can about where you might be headed. You want to take a siesta, but you want it to be a safe one. Speaking of that, be sane, be safe, be happy, people.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.